Begin the current daf. So it's kedushin daf mem dal. Begin on the bottom of the mem gimel base. Two lines up in the bottom of the amud. Where the gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the gemara had opened up quoting the halacha from our mishnah that her ish mekadesh es bitoy, that a man could engage his daughter when she's in naira, whether through himself or whether through a shliach. Now the gemara introduced a mishnah mesechtes gittin that our gemara on this daf will relate back to the halacha of our mishnah. The machlekes mesechtes gittin was regarding a naira hamayrasa, regarding who could receive her gerishin, her get, from her chasen, the one that she's engaged to, when she's an ira. So Rabbi Yehuda said that it could only be one, not both. You can't have two people receiving a get for one person. And therefore he said that the father has the eminent domain. He's the one that gets to receive the get, and not the naira, not the daughter. Whereas the chacham disagreed, and they said, no, he vavi mekam naskita, either the father or the daughter. Now the Gemara quoted Machlokes Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding how that would relate to the halachas of Kedushin. Reish Lakish holds, kemachlekes legerishin, so too machlekes is lekedushin. The same thing that the Rabbanan would hold, just like by gerishin when she's a naira, from her engagement she can receive her get, so too for kedushin when she's a naira, which she's already an adult, although she's still in her father's domain, either her or her father could receive her kedushin. Which Rabbi Yochanan said that no, here the Chacham would agree that although she's a naira and she's already an adult, she's just not a begeris, that the father is the only one that can receive the kedushin, and in contrast to gerishin, where she could receive her get, only the father could receive her kedushin. Now the Gemara asks, what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Yosef Bechanina explained, he says, because of the fundamental difference between gerishin and kedushin. Truthfully, the father is the one that the Torah gives control over his daughter to decide who she gets married to. Now, although by gerishin, she's still in her father's domain, but when she's a naira, the Chacham said that she could receive her get, that's because, says Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, that's bringing her back to her father's domain. Because now she's being released from her chasen's domain and coming back to her father, because now she's still a naira that never got married and she's in the father's domain. There he's agreeable that she should receive it so that she could come back into his domain. But kedushin, which is removing her from his domain, although she's a naira, the chacham hold that the father would not allow that, and therefore the only one that could receive the kedushin, the chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that only the father could receive the kedushin. That was the machlekes, and according to the interpretation of Rabbi Yosef Bechanina. That's why Gemara continues. The Gemara asks on this interpretation of Rabbi Yosef Bechanina in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan according to the Rabbanan, but there's halacha regarding maimer, which is the kedushin that's unique that a yavam has in the yavama, which is when the woman's husband dies without any children, she has to do yibum or chalitza. If the yavam goes ahead and does kedushin with her, that's called a new halacha of maimer, because really there's no kedushin for a yavam. He just does bia, and then she becomes full-fledged his wife. He takes over his brother's wife. But if he does the kedushin, that's a rabbinic halacha of maimer, of kedushin for the yavam. Now, regarding maimer, Dimafkas asmer shosavia, when Yemaimer is done with this widow, where when she agrees to do the Maimer with him, that would remove her from her father's domain. Meaning if she's, let's say, just a Naira and was just engaged to her chasen and he dies without any children, so there's still the halach of Yim Chalitza, if she would do Maimer, that would be removing her from her father's domain, and yet Utanan is still we learn the Braisa as we continue to talk Memdal and Aleph, that Kitana. When a minor is a Shemeris Yavam, so if it's Minna Erisin, if she was just engaged, where she's still in her father's domain, as long as she didn't get married, she's still in her father's Rishus, so then the halacha is, since she's, but however, a minor, Ein Oisim Ba Maimer Elam Dasavia. So the Yavam could only do Maimer with her, which is a Kedushin with her, only with her father's consent, because she's a minor, and therefore the father has total control. And the reason being is Katana doesn't have her own Das. But says the Brisa of Hanara, but if she's over 12 years old and she's a Naira, then Beimidas Atzma Beimidas Aviyah, then whether if it is with her consent or her father's consent, then the Maimer is going to work even through the daughter herself. Whereas we'll see later, and that's why it's in parentheses, Masha'inkin B'Kedushin, where that halacha doesn't apply by Kedushin, where the girl herself is not going to be able to receive her own Kedushin. But one thing that the Gemara is asking on Ula is obviously that we see that even where she's doing something, which is removing herself from her father's domain, which is what Maimer is, it's taking her to Yavim, not by her father, because now she was just engaged and still a Naira, which keeps her in her father's domain, and still the Rabbanan hold that it's going to work Midas Atzma, that she could receive her own Maimer. That contradicts the interpretation of Rabbi Yosef Bechanina and Rabbi Yochanan, that why is it Rabbanan hold that by Kedushin the Naira can't do it because that's removing her, but Gerushin she could do it because it's taking back her to her father's domain. Yet here we have a Brice that says clearly that by Maimer, it is going to work to remove her from her father's domain, even with her own receipt. So the Gemara says, Eli'it ma'hochid. Rather, if you're going to say interpretation of Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina and Rabbi Yechanan, it's as follows. On Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina, he says, my time with Rabbi Yechanan and Libid Rabbanon. What's the reason Rabbi Yechanan according to Rabbanon? Not like the way we had proposed before, that only Gerishin works because it takes her back to her father and get and Kiddushin not, because here Maimer is also taking her away and yet it does work with herself. Rather, the difference is as follows. Kiddushin demidaita. By Kiddushin, where we need the das, we need the consent of the one that's giving this girl over to the chasen. They have to be willing to be makne, you have to give yourself over. So there it's avi ovelohi. There, the Torah gave the rights, as it says in the Torah, it's biti nesati leshazeh. The father has the rights over his daughter. So that's why it's going to be only the father, not the daughter. And that's the opinion of the Rabbanan regarding Kedushin, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Whereas Kerish in the Baal Karcha, but divorce, which works even without her consent, so then bein hi bein avia. Then we don't need her consent. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference if she receives it or her father receives it, because even if the father receives it, we don't need his consent. We don't care, as long as we get into your hand. So therefore, since the daughter is an extension of the father, she's actually the one that's engaged and we want to divorce her, therefore we don't need to have it being done by the father because we don't even need his das. It could be done by karcha. That's why the Rabban disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and they hold that the daughter could receive her own get as long as she has the yad because she's an Irish, an adult. But by kedushin, since we need consent, it's the father it's his consent and therefore he's the only one that can receive it and not his daughter even though she's an Irish. Now, that the Gemara asks, but Hari Maimer Demidaita Maimer, which is basically a Kedushin done with a Yavim, where we do need consent, because when you're being Mekadosh yourself to another person, we need you to be Makne yourself, either as a father to a daughter or the woman herself to the man, and yet Ugetani Bein Hi Bein Avi, and still, as the Braisa we just quoted says, that can be done whether through herself or through her father, but why? You said that when it comes to Kedushin Halachas, where we have to be Makne, that we need Das Aviyah, and her Das doesn't help. Because the Torah gave the rights to him. It's only by Gerishin, with the Chacham hold, even she could do it because by Karcha, but that's not the case by a Kedushin of Maimer. And that the Gemara says, no, Hasan by Maimer de Bal Karcha. That Bryce was discussing a Maimer which was being done against and forcefully to the woman. Because of a Rebbe, he's going like Rebbe that he says that actually Maimer takes effect in the Yavama, even against her will. In other words, if he throws money to her and he says, you're engaged to me? We don't need her consent. She's automatically engaged. It sounds like we're in the Braisa. And that's why, again, the Braisa is saying that Maimu will work even Midas Atzmo, because then in that aspect, it's just like Gerishin with the Chacham hold. She could do it herself, because something about Karcha, we don't need the father's consent. As the Braisa says, if someone does a Maimer, meaning he gives her, let's say, a ring, he gives her money, which is Kedushin, but it's Rabbinic Halacha of Kedushin of Maimer regarding Yavama, if he does it without her consent, Rebbe Amrkana, Rebbe says it's going to take effect, which is like any Maimer that, if let's say you want to remove yourself from that Kedushin with the Yavama, you can require a get. If let's say he wants to do Chalitza for her, it's not just enough. You already have some type of Rabbinic Kedushin, you would have to do a get for that Maimer because it's taking effect. Chacham disagree. They say that no, to do it forcefully, a Kedushin of Maimer with the Yavama, it doesn't take effect. So again, so that Bryce was going like Rebbe, and since it's Bal Karcha, that's what the woman could do herself. Now, my time with the Rebbe, so the Gemara says, what's the reason of Rebbe? Why does a Maimer, why is Kedushin, if usually you need Das Makna, someone has to be Makna, the woman to the man, why, if Maimer is a Kedushin, rabbinically, why does it work Bal Karcha? So the Gemara explains, Gamar Mebiya Di Yavama. He learns that the halacha of rabbinic kedushin for Yavama from the biblical halacha of acquiring Yavama, which is through bia, which is through cohabitation, which ma bia di Yavama bal karcha, just like acquiring the Yavama biblically with bia. It could be even without her consent, as the Gemara learns that in Masechta Yavamas, where we learn that from the word v'yibma, that he does bia with her, he's miyabim her, even against her will. So here also, by the maimer, which is the rabbinic way of acquiring her, is also done bal karcha, also without her consent. Now, Rabbanan Tzavi, the Rabbanan disagree, and they say, no, Yalfinim Mikedushin. We learn that the halachas of Maimer, which is the Rinnik Kedushin by Yavama, from the general halachas of Kedushin with a regular woman and a man, which Ma Kedushin de Midaita, just like regular Kedushin, has to be with the woman's consent. Afachaname de Midaita, it also has to be with her consent, and that's why Maimer cannot work, Bal Karcha. So the Gemara is B'maik HaMefli, what is the fundamental principle that they're disagreeing about? So the Gemara explains, Rebbe Sava, Rebbe set holds, Mili di Yavama, mi Yavama havelei lemelef. Halachas relating to Yavama, meaning one of the variables regarding what's called Maimer, you learn it out from the context of the halachas of Yibum. which just like Yibum, which is a Bia, could be done by Karcha, so too Maimer. But Rabbanan Sabi Kiddushin, Mikiddushin, have a little Melech. Rabbanan hold that, no. It, since this variable, although it's in the context of Yibum, but it has the characteristics of Kiddushin, then you learn it out from the general halachas of Kiddushin, which again, just like over there, needs to be Midaita, here also it cannot be done Bal Karcha. So the Gemara says, Hachinam Mistaber. Actually, the way we answered the question of the Gemara, it's actually more logical to say that Bryce that was talking about Maimer, that we said that it could be done whether through herself or through her father, which we had asked, that seemingly, it seems like that you see that that would refute the interpretation of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, which he said that, then why is it that something that can be done through herself, why is it any different than the halachas of Kedushin? So he said that, whereas other Kedushin, it's only her father, not her, as Rabbi Yochanan had said in the Rabbanon, but Maimer could be done through her. Why? It's logical to say Kedemetaritz Rabbi Yochanan, the way we answered for Rabbi Yochanan, that it's different because there it's talking about Maimer Bal Karcha, because that was the second version, how we had explained it. What Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina was really saying was, the difference is, do we need your consent, or can we do it Bal Karcha? If we need your consent, only the father, not the daughter. If we don't need your consent, then just like by Gerish and the Rabban agreed she could do it, so too by Maimer Bal Karcha. So the Gemara says the answer that we're giving is actually is meduyik. It's logical to say that. Menigtani Sefer, from the end of that Brisa, meaning that Brisa which had said this halacha that we were reinterpreting, that said the Naira, whether with her father's consent or her own consent, she could do Maimer, the Brisa ends off, and that's why there are those who put into parentheses, because it seems like from the Gemara here, they didn't know this, they didn't quote this before, that it says, Masha Inkin Bekedushin. It says that this does not apply by Kedushin. What doesn't apply? Meaning, although we're telling you by Maimer, that there it's Bein Hi, Bein Aviyah, by Kedushin, no, that doesn't work like that. It's only going to be Aviyah and not her. Now, why? Why would we say it only applies by the father and not by her? Because Kedushin requires her consent. Oh, regarding consent, there the Rabban hold, as Rabbi Yochanan said in their opinion, that there it's only the father, even though she's a Naira, and not her. Whereas by Maimer is because Bal Karcha, just like by Gerushin, where then it's going to be Bein Aviyah, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Gittin. So the Gemara says, Ela Nei Metabit Yiftir Rish Lakish. Well, seemingly this should then be a refutation of the opinion of Rish Lakish, that because he held the Korn to Rabbanan, that it's always going to be, just like by Gerushin, Bein Hi, Bein Aviyah, and yet seemingly we have here in the Brisa clearly contradicting him, that it says that no, by Kedushin, it's not going to be Bein Hi, Bein Aviyah, it's only going to be our father. But why? She's a Naira. And according to Rish Lakish, Rabban hold that even for Kedushin, it works herself just like by Gerushin. So Amalcha Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish would tell you, Hamani, who is the town of this Brisa? It's Rabbi Yehudi. It's actually the dispute of the Rabbanan, as we brought in there in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, the Amma that he says, that two hands cannot merit in one person. So just like he says by regarding Gerushin, that only the father could receive the Gerushin, even though she's a Naira, not like the Chacham, so to by Kedushin, he holds it only be the father when she's a Naira, and not the daughter. You can't have both doing it, and that's why the Brisa says, Masha Inkin be Kedushin. Now, and although one would ask, well then, if the Tana that Brisa is Rabbi Huda, then why by Maimer would Rabbi Huda agree that Bein Hi Bein Aviyah, why would that be any different than Gerushin, which both of them could be done by Karcha, and still Rabbi Huda says in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that only the father could receive the Gerushin and not the daughter. So later on the Gemara is going to address this question and going to say that actually Maimer would be more reasonable to say that it would also be Hardek Chikin accepted because of what's called Zukuka Vaimedis. Actually, Maimer, you really don't even need, because really there's already a Zika bond. There's already somewhat of an acquisition that the Yavim has automatically Mishamayim Hiknula to his brother's wife, and therefore it only takes a little thing, even her acceptance of the Maimer could create that Kedushin of Maimer. But actually, yes, it would be better than Gerushin and Kedushin, where only the father could do it and not the daughter. But first the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's the way the Gemara is answering for Rish Lakish, that the Tana, this Brisa, that says that actually by Kedushin only the father could and not the daughter, although Rish Lakish says that the Rabban hold father and daughter, is because this Brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who always holds you can't have two people receiving for one person, then Masha Inkin be Kedushin, this that the Brisa says that, oh, this halacha of Maimer, that it's both her and her father, would not apply by Kedushin, Masha Inkin be Gerushin Mibayle. It should have said a bigger Chiddush, it should have said that, whereas by Gerushin, that even by Gerushin, Rabbi Yehuda disputes and says that, even though it's Bal Karcha, which again, that was a svara that we had mentioned before that would make it sound like, as Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina had entertained to say beforehand, that in the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan, that's something that would be even her, not only her father. Because we said maybe something that requires the consent, okay, we need the father's consent. But Bal Karcha, there we said that would be a svar to say even she would be able to receive it because we don't need consent. But even there, Behuda disagrees, as it's quoted in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, because he says, Ein shtayi dayim zeiches kachas. So then why, when you're contrasting and say, Masha Ein Kain, don't say Bekedushin, say even by Gerushin, where even though it's Bal Karcha, still over there, Behuda holds it could only be the father, not the daughter. So why, if it's Rabbi Huda, is it saying Masha Ein Kain Bekedushin? So the Gemara says, Enachanami, you're right. It could have said Masha Ein Kain Begerushin. But I did the Tana Maimer, the Domele Kedushin, since what the Bryce was contrasting it with was the first halacha of Maimer, which is similar to Kedushin, it's a rabbinic Kedushin with the Yavama, so Tana Nami Masha Inkin Bekedushin, that's why I said it. But in contrast to regular Kedushin, there only the father can receive it and not the daughter, because it's contrasting it to Maimer, which is a type of a Kedushin. But you're right, it could have said, if it was not talking about just Kedushin, Masha Inkin Begerushin, because it's going like a Behuda who holds even over there, only the father can receive it and not the daughter. But now the Gemara addresses the question that we mentioned before. If it's Behuda, then Maishna Maimer. If the Tana of this Bryce is Behuda, then why is Maimer any different? And that is, since he disagrees even by Gerushin, where even though that's something that's done by Karcha, but still only the father could receive the Gerushin, so then why by Maimer does he agree that the daughter could receive and not just the father? So that the Gemara says, Hoyel viskuka va'imedes. Since she already has a bond to the Yavam automatically, once her husband dies, and therefore even the slightest Kinyan can take effect, even though it's har, and even though it's without the father's consent, that's why the halacha, even Rabbi Huda would agree that Bein Hi, Bein Avia would work by Maimer. Now the Gemara says, Hashta da osas lahachi. Now that the way you just interpreted this brisa to resolve Rish Lakish, in saying that this brisa is like a Behuda, and that you said that the reason why by Maimer works even with her, is because she's a kuka vaymedis, by Yavama, all you need is a very slight thing for it to work, to take effect, because really she's already bound to him, then Rabbi Yechanan nami lo yitik shalach meikara. Then the original interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan, which we had said on the previous daf, which we had then asked in the beginning of our daf, where Rabbi Yechanan had said, what's the reason of the Rabbanan, was because Gerushin brings her back to our father's domain. So that's why we said that the father would be agreeable, and that's why it would work even for her to receive her get. Whereas by Kedushin, that Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina said, Rabbi Yechanan holds in the opinion of the Rabbanan, since that removes her from the father, so then only the father could do it. Now we had asked, but what are you going to say with Maimer, where we have a Braisa, where Maimer is removing herself from her father, and still we see it's Bein Midas Asma, Bein Midas Aviyah, that it works even through her, but you said something that removes her from her father, she cannot receive. That's what the Gemara is saying now, based on the Svar we just said, it's not difficult. Because you could answer also over here, Shani Maimer. Maimer is different. Her Zekuka, Vemedes. Since she's already bound to the Yavam and she's ready to basically be acquired by him. And that's why the Rabbanan would agree that all those things that remove herself from her father's domain usually doesn't work. But by Maimer, it will work because really he could do even be a Bal Karcha and acquire her. So by her receiving the Maimer from him, it's going to work even though it's herself and not her father. So now the Gemara continues, however, asking on Rish Lakish. So we had asked from this Braisa, which we said is not difficult, but it's going like a Behuda. Now, the reason why we introduced this whole discussion, it brings us back to the halacha of our Mishnah. It's not, we learned in our Mishnah, He'ish mekadesh es bita kishi nara. A father could engage his daughter, even when she's a naira, when she's between 12 and 12 and a half. Boyu b'shluchei, which was the topic of the Mishnah, be'ish mekadesh, we said that he can engage her, the husband, the chassan, through himself or through a shliach, she could become engaged through herself or through a shliach. So to be said, a father could engage his daughter when she's a naira, himself or through his shliach. Now the Gemara makes the following diuk. Bay ubishluchay in him, the father, or his agent, yes, could receive the kedushin of his daughter that's a naira. But ba ubishluchalai, it sounds like, but the girl herself or her agent cannot receive the kedushin from the chasen. So obviously, we're talking about a naira that has a father, cannot receive her own Kedushin. Now the Gemara's assumption is that our Mishnah is going according to all opinions. So says the Gemara, Tiyuv to Rish Lakish, that refutes Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that just like they dispute by Gerushin on Rabbi Yehuda, and they say Bein Hi or Bein Aviyah could receive her Gerushin when she's a Naira, so too by Kedushin, he disagreed with Rabbi Yechanan and said, she could also receive her Kedushin when she's a Naira. And our Mishnah seemingly says clearly that it's only the father that could receive the Kedushin of his daughter that's a Naira, and not the Naira herself. Says the Gemara, Amalcha Rish Lakish, she'll tell you, Hanam, Rabbi Yehuda. Not a difficulty, just like we explained the Braisa like that. Then our Mishnah is also going like Rabbi Yehuda holds that yes, just like by Gerushin he holds only the father, so to by Kedushin. But really, the Rabban would disagree and say that the daughter, when she's in Naira, could receive her own Kedushin. Now that the Gemara asked, "Umi metzisa mukman lo Rabbi Yehuda?" Could you really say that the Tana of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? But the Gemara says, "Vaktani sefer." We learned that the end of our Mishnah, which it's referring to the coming Mishnah, the Mishnah says the following halacha: Ha'oyim le'isha. If someone says to a woman, "Hiskatchili b'tmarazu," I want you to be engaged to me with this date, and "Hiskatchili b'zu," be engaged to me with this date. He's going from date to date, and each date he's saying, "I want you to be engaged to me with this date." Now, the halacha, the Mishnah there says, if any one of the dates are worth a shavah pruta, which is the minimum amount to create kedushin, then she'll become engaged. But if not, even though if he says this regarding 10 dates, and he says, "Be engaged to me with this one," we do not combine them all to be considered a shavah pruta to create a kedushin. Why? Because since he said the word hiskachi, be engaged to me with this date, every date he said, become engaged to me, so he was creating separate acts of kedushin on each date. Now, if each date is not worth a shavah pruta, even though all of them together is worth a shavah pruta, that's not going to create a kedushin. That's the halacha of the Mishnah on the coming Mishnah. Now, says the Gemara of Amina, we said, "Man tana hiskachi hiskachi." Who is the tana of our Mishnah, meaning this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, which is the same continuum? Who is it that says that to create separate kedushin, meaning to say why it's not going to work, is because you said the word hiskachi by each time that you said become engaged to me with this date? Which the inference is, had he not said the word hiskachi by each time he said with this date, rather, if let's say he would have said, become engaged to me, hiskachli, bezu with this one, with this one, with this one, and not say the word hiskachi by each time, then actually it would have combined to be considered a shavah pruta and it would create a kedushin. The Gemara said, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Now, V'amar Rabba, Rabba had said, Reb Shimon he, it's actually Reb Shimon, not like the way we're proposing here in the Gemara that it's Reb Yehuda. Because the Amar Reb Shimon says, and this in regards to halacha, when there's five people having a claim against a certain person, and these five people tell this defendant that we all gave you a deposit, and you have our deposit. And he says, I swear, I don't have loylach, v'loylach, I don't have yours, I don't have yours. But he only said the word, I swear, one time. On that, Reb Shimon says that the defendant's only going to be chayev for making a false oath one time. Unless if he said, I swear for every single one individually. He says, I swear I don't have yours, I swear I don't have yours, I swear I don't have yours. Then is where the halacha is going to be, that he's going to be chayv a shvua for each case when he's denying the pekatan. Now, said Rabbah, he's the Tana of our Mishnayis, meaning our Mishnah and the next Mishnah, which says the same concept regarding hiskachi. The reason why it's going to be a separate kedushin by every tomorrow, every date, is only because he specified hiskachi by each one. Because if he didn't say hiskachi by each one, then we actually would combine them. They would be considered all together. It wouldn't be individual ones. That's the same concept Reb Shimon says in that halacha over there. So seemingly says the Gemara, how could you entertain to say that at the time of our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda when we see the Sefer, meaning the next Mishnah, that it's Reb Shimon, not Reb Yehuda? So the Gemara says, now, v'chitam, if you're going to say kul Reb Yehuda, then actually, no, our Mishnah and the next Mishnah, meaning the Sefer of our Mishnah, is really Reb Yehuda. Ubeprati sovala Reb Shimon. Now, regards to this halacha of the next Mishnah, regarding specifying, making it into separate items, in regards to that, he holds like Reb Shimon. In other words, that yes, it's not going to be considered individual, its own thing, until you say for each and every one, I swear. Meaning Reb Shimon's opinion was that if you say I swear one time, and you say you, then it's only going to be one shvu, it's one general shvu, it's not each one individually. Which was the same thing for our coming Mishnah, which the reason why you don't combine the dates is because you said by each one hiskachi. Had you not said each one hiskachi, then they would combine. So maybe actually the Tana of our Mishnah, like we're answering for Reish Lakish, is Reb Yehuda. It's just that Reb Yehuda, he's the Tana of the Sefer of our Mishnah, meaning the next Mishnah, because although like Rabbi explained it's Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon. Now that the Gemara says, Omisavala, can you really say that? Does Reb Yehuda agree to Reb Shimon's parameters of what is mefarit, what individuates each terminology? But Vatanu in the Braisa actually, it's a machlokes tanoim, many different opinions. And as we'll see, Reb Yehuda has a different interpretation than Reb Shimon. And just like Rabba proved that the coming Mishnah is Reb Shimon's opinion, it's not Reb Yehuda. Because we learn in the Braisa as follows. Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kolal, if he encapsulated in one general statement regarding the shvua, says the first opinion, ein chayv al achas. He's only going to be chayv for one shvua. Now, if parad, if he specified, then chayv kol achas v'achas, then he's going to be liable for each and every one that he specified. That's the Reb Meir. Now, as Rashi explains in Masechta Shvuos, they explain what is the general statement that Reb Meir is talking about that you'll be chayav only one shvua, and what is the specific that he's talking about that when you specify, you'll be chayav, you'll be liable for each one individually. That's Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Yehuda Eimer, he says, shvua, if he says, I swear I don't have any of your things by me, and he says, and there's five people, and he says, loy loch, not you, loy loch, not you, loy loch, not you, then he's going to be chayiv an asham gezelis, which is a carbon asham for denying the pikadon for theft, al kol achas va'achas. He's going to be liable for each one individually. Now, as Rashi points out, as you see from the wording of Rabbi Huda, this is only if he didn't use the word vav, he didn't say and. But actually, if he would have said, I swear I don't have yours and not yours and not yours, actually, according to Rabbi Huda, that would be a klal. That would be a general statement where he would only be chayiv, it would be one long shvua, and you're only chayiv one. The fact that he didn't say and, he says, I swear I don't have yours, and then he says, not yours and not yours, without saying the word and, then he's chayiv for each one specifically. Rabbi Lazaim, he says, loyloch, 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 v'loyloch shvua. If he says, not you, not you, not you, not you, I swear, which that is because according to his opinion, you need to have the saying, I swear, at the end, then chayv kol achas v'achas. Then Rabbi Elazar holds, that would be a specific that you'll be chayv for each one individually. But actually, Rabbi Elazar holds that if he said the word shvu in the beginning, then actually that would not be going on all the next statements of loyloch, loyloch, loyloch. It would actually be one long shvua incorporating all of them. It would be a klal, and you'd only be chayv for one shvua, for one asham gezelas. That's the third opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, he says, La'olam ein chayiv, and this was the opinion we quoted for who is the Tana of our coming Mishnah, says, you're not going to be chayiv for each one individually, until you use the term, I swear, I take an oath, for each and every one individually. So basically the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Yehuda disputes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says you have to say the word shvua by each one individually. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. He says that even if you just say the word shvua one time, as long as you don't use a vav, you say shvua, loyloch, and then it says loyloch, 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 then you bechayv on every single one. So how could we say Behuda is the town of a Mishnah, which was the whole response for to answer Rish Lakish, why it's not a difficulty from his interpretation regarding the halachas of Kiddushin of the Pinya the Rabbanon, that he holds that they hold that the Nari could be Makabalit, which is refuted by the halach of a Mishnah. So he says, oh, don't worry, it's not Rabbanon, it's Rabbi Huda. Can't be Rabbi Huda, because look at the Sefer. The Sefer is obviously not. It's like Rabbi Shimon. How can you say it's like Rabbi Huda? So the Gemara says a similar resolution, but coming from the other angle. Ella, rather, kula, our whole Mishnah, meaning the Sefer, which is the coming Mishnah, and our Mishnah, because the coming Mishnah that says Hiskachi, Hiskachi, is Reb Shimonhi. You're right, like Rabbi said, it's going like Reb Shimon. But Ubishlichis, but regarding agency, meaning our Mishnah, Savala Reb Yehuda, he holds like Reb Yehuda that it's only the father and not her, both by Gerushin and by Kedushin. But that doesn't, now it's not a contradiction for Rish Lakish, because we could say that according to the Rabbanan, the halacha actually would be that she could receive her own Kedushin when she's a Naira. And our Mishnah that says that it's only Aviya Mikabel as Kedushah, who Vishlucha and not he Vishlucha, is going like Reb Yehuda, which, again, it's not really Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda can't be the Tana of the Sefer of Mishnah, but it's like Reb Shimon. And Reb Yehuda is not like Reb Shimon in that halacha of Iskachi Iskachi. So Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda in regards to the halacha of Shlichas, and therefore there's no difficulty under Shlakish's opinion. We didn't refute either Reb Yechon or Shlakish regarding, do we have the same halachas Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan regarding in the Mishnah Masechet Gittin, regarding could the Naira accept her Gerushin or not? Do we have that same machlekes regarding Kiddushin? Rish Lakish holds we do have the same machlekes, and Rabbi Yechon holds we don't, because even the Rabbanu would agree that regarding Kiddushin, the Naira cannot receive her own Kiddushin, it has to be only the father. Now, the Gemara brings an incident relating to this machlekes. The Reb Asi loy ala bei Midrasha. Once happened, Reb Asi didn't go to the study hall, to the Beis Medrash. So Ashkechil Reb Zera, he encountered Reb Zera, and Amalei said to Reb Zera, my Omar ha'idna bei Midrasha, what did they say today in the Beis Medrash? I didn't come. So Amalei, so Reb Zera said to Reb Asi, he says, Afanolai, I also didn't go to the yeshiva today to the Beis Medrash. But Reb Oven Huda'al, Reb Oven had gone, the Amran, he told me after he came out, that Chavrusa Kula, all of the assembly, all the students that were learning their Beis Medrash, they concluded and they came together and they finalized that Halacha is Reb Yechanan. Halacha is like Reb Yechanan regarding the Machlekes we mentioned in the previous daf, regarding Kedushin, that the Chacham agreed to Reb Yehuda, that it's only going to be a via b'lohi, only the father can receive her Kedushin, even though she's a Naira and not herself. Now, but what happened was, is Ritzavach Reish Lakish Kikaruchya. Now, when Reish Lakish heard this, that everyone had ganged up together and concluded that the Allah is Rabbi Yechanan, he was screaming like a crane, which is a type of an animal. It says in the Pasuk, in other words, he was screaming, but it says in the Pasuk, which always tells us that the Hekesh is, that Havaya, Vahaisa, Kedushin is just like Yitzhiya, like Gerushin. And therefore, Reish Lakish was saying, I don't understand. Just like by Gerushin, the Chacham hold Bein Hiya Bein Aviya, when she's a Naira, either her or her father could receive a Gerushin. So to by Kedushin, it should be Bein Hiya Bein Aviya. But he said, well, look at the Ashkech, but no one paid attention to Reish Lakish. They just paskin anyway, like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Chacham agreed by Kedushin that it's only the father could receive it and not her. Now, when Reb Asi heard this from Reb Zeira, Amalei said to him, Reb Oven Bar Samchu, is Reb Oven someone that's reliable? In other words, do you know this Reb Oven very well, that we can rely on what he had said, that he made sure that he heard correctly and that he didn't forget, and that everyone had really said that Allah is like Reb Yechanan in regards to the opinion of the Rabbanan and not like Reish Lakish? So Reb Zeira said to him, in, yes, because Kiminyama Litignehu. It was like from the sea to the frying pan. In other words, he didn't have time to forget in the interim, because the moment he left Beis Medrash was the moment I saw him, and he told me right away, which is like pulling out a fish from the sea and you have the hot frying pan already on the fire, ready to put it onto the frying pan. That's how quick it was that I heard from him what happened. So therefore, I didn't have time even to forget, and therefore I'm positive that this is what happened. Now, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, regarding this incident, he says, Ano lo Reb Oven b'Reb Chiya, I didn't hear that it was Reb Oven, the son of Reb Chiya. V'lo Reb Oven Bar Kahana, I didn't hear either that it was Reb Oven, the son of Reb Kahana. In other words, from this story, where it was Reb Oven had said this, I didn't hear which Oven it was. Il Reb Oven Stam, I just heard that it was Reb Oven, but I don't know which Reb Oven it was. Now the Gemara says, L'may Nafkim, what's the difference which Reb Oven it was? The Gemara says, L'mirma didi'ati day, to pose a contradiction. Because if we find somewhere else that Reb Oven Bar Chiya or Bar Kahana had said something else, which could be a contradiction, then we would ask it. But now that we don't know which Reb Oven it was, we can't ask a contradiction, because it could have been a different Reb Oven. Now the Gemara continues on this opinion of the Chachamim, which differentiates and in regards to the opinion of Rabbi Huda regarding Gittin, that when she's a Naira, both her and her father could receive her get. So Baimene Rava Rav Nachman. Rava had asked from Rav Nachman the following question as we continue on Tamid Beis. Regarding a Naira, a girl between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, according to Rabbanan, that they say that she could receive her gittin, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas gittin that we quoted in the previous daf. Mahu shetasa shliach lekabel gitta. What's the halacha? Could she also make a shliach to receive her get when her father is still alive? Miyad baila, from the hand of her husband. As the Gemara explains the question. In other words, this that the Rabbanan said that she herself could receive her own get when she's a Naira, what is it that they hold? Is it that kiyat aviyah dami? In other words, because really it's the father, as we compare b'yatzav ha'isa, the father has the rights in his daughter, even when she's a naira, to get her married, and so to receive her get. But still they hold that the daughter could receive her get. Now, what's the logic for that? And the logic would not tell us, does that extend to hashliach too? Is it kiyat aviyah dami? Do we say that she's like an extension of her father, that she's like her father's hand, just like we say bro kar da'avua, or ubi yarechima, it's an extension of the parent? And therefore, when she receives the get, it's like the father received it. And that only happens when she's a Naira, when she has her own yad. Or do we compare her to her father's courtyard? And just like when something goes into a person's domain, then that's like they acquired it, so too she's like her father's courtyard. As the Gemara explains these two different options. Do we say kiyata viyadamya, that she's like her father's hand? And therefore, ma'av via mashvi shliach, so just like her father, with his own hand, could create a shliach, appoint a shliach to receive the gerushin, afinam mashvi shliach. So too, she's like her father's hand. She's, like you say, someone's right-hand man. You're an extension of the person, so you could also create a shliach, and so therefore she would be able to make a shliach. Oidilma kachatzer v'yadamio, maybe this that the Rabbanan say that she could receive her own get when she's a Naira, is because she's like a courtyard. The Adamati Gitiliyada Lemagashan, therefore until the get comes to her end, it will not be a Gerushin. She's not like a person of her father. She's like a courtier, like her father's domain. A chatzar can't make a shliach, and therefore it would have to be that she receives it herself, but not that she could appoint a shliach herself. So that was the suffix that Rav had asked Rav Nachman. Now that the Gemara asks, is that really so? Is it really possible that Rav had entertained this doubt that a thinking adult person, which is what this Naira is, this girl when she's 12 years old, should be considered a halacha of a chatzar to be acquired the get for her father to receive it when she's awake. But Va'amar Rava, Rava himself had said, kasev get. If let's say the husband writes a get, and he puts it into his wife's hands, his wife's slave's hand when he's sleeping, and at that time, his wife was safeguarding and watching over her slave. And the husband put it into the hand of the slave when he was sleeping. Says Rava, Harei ze get. That actually will be a valid get. And the reason being is because her eved, she owns the eved like a courtyard. It's like her item. Now, it's a chatzah ha-mishtameris ladaita at that point. It's a courtyard that's being safeguarded based on her intelligence, because he's sleeping. He's not watching over himself when he's sleeping. Who's protecting him? It's his wife who owns the slave that's watching her through herself. So that's going to be a valid get, because if a husband puts a get into a chatzah ha-mishtameris ladaita, she gets divorced. But said Rava, Neir ein get, if the eved is awake and they're just both there, his wife and her slave, and he puts it to the slave, it's not a valid get. Now says the Gemara, Neir amai in the get. Why is it that if the slave is awake, it's not a valid get? Very simply, to have a lachatzah mishtameris shaloi ladaita. Because now it's not halachically a valid chatzah, because a chatzah only works in through the medium of being a courtyard that's being safeguarded by the wife herself. Now here it's not, because the slave himself is safeguarding himself. So in halach, it's not compared in regards to a kinyan to a total chatzar. Because when we include chatzar in the halachas of divorcing a woman, it's only because generally a chatzar is safeguarded by the owners, where they wall it, they fence it in, they make openings, and they lock certain places, so they're the ones that safeguarded. So that's considered halachically like a chatzar that could divorce them. But here, when the slave is awake, then he's protecting himself. It's not the owner, so that's not valid for the halachas of chatzar. Now, if you're going to entertain, which allegedly that was what part of Rabbi Safik was, then maybe we consider the daughter, when she's a Naira, like the father's courtyard, well then how do we understand? How do we understand even the basic halacha of the Chachamim, if that's what is entertaining, even when the get comes to her hand, why should she be divorced? But she is her father's courtyard that's being protected, not through the father. It's rather she's awake herself, and she's an adult, and she's protecting herself. Then it shouldn't even work as a chatzar in the first place, even for herself to receive it. How could you entertain to say that maybe it's like a chatzar, and that's why shliach won't work, but then how does it work in regards to herself receiving it? So El Rav, the Gemara explains, No, it was obvious to Rava that the daughter is considered like her father's yad, not like his chatzar. But this was his question. So, but is she as strong as her father's own hand, where he could go ahead and make a shliach? Or maybe although she's like an extension of the father, she's like his hand, but not strong enough in her own right to make a shliach. And that Amalei, that's Rabbi Nachman said to Rava, ain oisa shliach. No, she cannot make a shliach, although she's like her father's hand, but not strong enough to make a shliach. She can receive it herself, but not to make a shliach. Now, Esra, not the Gemara asked from a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah says, "Kitana she'amra hiskabali kiti." If a minor who's married tells a shliach, "I want you to receive my get for me from my husband," says the Mishnah, "Ein a get at she'igia get liyada." So it's not going to be considered halachically a get until it actually reaches her hands. Now the reason for this is because since she's a minor, there's no halach of shlichus of agency for a minor. Now therefore, whoever's bringing it for her will at most be a shliach of the husband to be a shlich le'elacha, and then he'll give it to her, but he can't be a shlich le'gabala for the wife, and therefore it's only going to be a divorce when she receives it. Now, the inference the Gemara makes is ha'naira ha'reza ged, that's only because she's a minor, and a minor can't make a shliach. But it sounds like that if she was a naira, she was over 12 years old, then it would be a get already when the shliach receives it, because she could make a shliach. So you see that a naira could make a shliach. That refutes what Rav Nachman had said, that the Naira, although she could receive it herself, she can't make a shliach. So the Gemara says, no, Hachma Iskina, what are we talking about within the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin? That's B'she'in La'av, where she has no father. She has no father, of course she's the only one that receives the get, and since she's a Naira, she's already an adult, so of course she can make a shliach. Now that the Gemara asks, is that really so, that it's talking about that there's no father? But Hamliktani, say, if you look at the end of that Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, it says, Im Amar Avia, if her father tells to the shliach, meaning the father of the minor tells the shliach, Tzevi kabel get labiti, go ahead and receive the get for my daughter. So the Mishnah says, "Imrotza ba'al achzabai." The husband wants to retract from after he already gave it to that shliach. Lo yachzer, he cannot retract because since the father made him a shliach lekabbalah, so then from the moment it comes to the shliach's hand, it's already considered a receipt for the divorce, and as if she's already divorced, even if the get would then get burnt up before it reaches her hand, it doesn't make a difference. She's already divorced. So says the Gemara, Machlal, the inference is, the Reisha b'di yesh la'avavskin. Obviously, we're talking about a case where this girl has a father. It's just differentiating. He's saying, when she makes, since she's a minor, that so she can't make a shlech. But her father could make a shlech. But the inference is that it's only when she's a minor that she can't make a shlech, even though there's a father. But if she's a naira, it sounds like that she could make a shlech, and that refutes Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, no. Chesur mechzer b'achir k'tani, there's words missing there in the Mishnah Masechet Gittin. And this is the way you're supposed to read it. Ketana sha'amre eskaba ligiti. The minor that says to the shliach, receive from me my get. So ain't a get, actually get liyada. So as we said before, it's not going to be a get because she's a minor, she can't make a shliach until it gets to her hand. Now, hanara hareis a get. So the inference is correct, but if she was a nara, then there would be a get when the shliach likabal receives it. Now, but these are the words that are missing. When did we say this? That a minor doesn't have shliches at all. That a katana, and this is what the Reish is talking about, that the minor cannot make a shliach, that's kisha ein la'av. That's when there's no father. And as we'll see at the conclusion of this Gemara's discussion, hence, yeah, the diak of that a naira there will be shliches is because there's no father. But if there was a father, she wouldn't be able to, as Rav Nachman had said. It's just saying that when did we say that for a minor, there's never a way, no matter her or whoever it is, there's no way for her to make a shliach to receive. There can never be a shliach like a bala for a minor. That's when there's no father. Aval yesh la'av, that's what the Mishnah they were saying. But if there is a father, oh, then there could be shliches for the minor. How? Not through the minor herself, but through her father. And that truthfully would apply even with a nara, that it would be the father who could make the shliach. And that is because if va'amar avia, if her father says, again, whether if she's a minor or a nara, say v'kabel libiti gita, go out and receive the get for my daughter, and that's what the Mishnah says, v'ritza ba'alach, and if the husband after he already gives it to shliach l'gabal wants to retract, lo yachzer, cannot retract. But now there's no more difficulty about the deek we had from the Reisha, because again, we're describing that the Reisha was talking about b'she'ein lo'av, that there was no father. When there's no father, yes, it's the ketana that doesn't have any shlichas, but the nair would be. But the Sefer of the Mishnah were then qualifying and saying, but when would you have kedusha? When would you have shlichas for a ketana? If she has a father. Now, yes, the Sefer that says when you have a father, of course, would be only the father making the shlich, not just for a ketana, but even for a nara. And therefore, that's like Rav Nachman who said that by a nara, if she has a father, although she could receive the get herself, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, but that's only for herself, but she cannot make a shlich. Now, continuing on a related topic regarding this that we were discussing regarding, and we had this as a machlokes between the Shlokesh and Rabbi Yechanan, where we just discussed the opinion of the Rabbanan, which is mentioned in Mishnah Masechet Gittin, if the Nara could receive her own Gittin. Now, it was a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokesh regarding could she receive her own Kedushin, which was herself and not her father. Now, in a related discussion, the Gemara now talks about the halacha, what would be with a ketana, a minor. So, Itmar, it was said as follows. Ketana, a minor, sheniskatcha shaloi ladas avia, that she got engaged without the awareness of her father, which is that her father did not tell her to receive it, and he didn't know about it. Now, as Rashi points out, regarding a minor, everybody agrees that the kedushin is not going to be a kedushin without his das. So though we had this discussion between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish regarding would her kedushin be a kedushin as a nara without her father's consent, but regarding a ketana, everyone agrees halachically that it's you cannot have a kedushin without his consent. But let's say she did do it. She's a minor, and yet she did get engaged shlei ladas avia. So Amar Shmuel says tzricha get v'tzricha miyun. She needs to have a get from this person that she's engaged to, and she needs to do miyun. Now a get is what's done when there's a biblical marriage, and miyun is what's done with a rabbinic marriage, which when there's a minor, when there's no father. So there's an ability to do a rabbinic marriage because the Rabbanan instituted that there should be marriage, although really only the father can marry her off. But since we don't want people to do inappropriate things with this girl because no one's there to protect her because she doesn't have a father, so they made a rabbinic marriage. So that's generally where the halach of miyun comes up. So as Gemara will explain later, Shmuel requires, although really there's no kedushin over here because it was without the father's consent, still it requires two things, a get and miyun. Now, Amar Karna, Karna had commented, and he says, Dvarim Bagoy. There are words over here to comment in this halacha, to respond and to wonder regarding this halacha that Shmuel had said. Because he says, I don't understand. Im get, if Shmuel is requiring a get from this kedushin that this minor girl had done without her father's awareness, which, if you're saying you require a get, that means to say on some level you're concerned for a kedushin d'iraisa, then lama mien. Why would you require mien, which is only done to remove a kedushin d'rabban? And in miyun, and if you tell me that we require miyun, which is the girl's own refusal, which she could just walk away, that's what miyun is on rabbinic level, but that's only for rabbinic marriage, then lama get. Why would you require get, which is a divorce document, by biblical marriage? Either way you look at it, what are you concerned for that you're saying we've got to have these options of out, where if you're concerned for kedushin d'iraisa, so you don't need miyun. If you're divorce rabban, you don't need a get. So amru lei. So the yeshiva bachram, the people in the Beis Medrash, had said to Karna, look, Hamar Ukva ubeidini bekafri. Mar Ukva, and this court, is here in Kafri, which is the name of a place which is close by. In other words, what they were telling him was that, look, you have a question on Shmuel's halacha. Now, Shmuel lives in Arda, which is very far. So, okay, it's going to be too difficult maybe to correspond with him, but let's go ask Mar Ukva, who he was the Av Bezdin, head of the court in the days of Shmuel, as the Gemara says elsewhere. Let's go ask him this question. Now, the Gemara tells us that Afchua, the B'nai Yeshiva, they switched around the attributions of these opinions. In other words, they said when they asked this question, they said in the name of Karna that he was the one that said that for this halacha, when the girl who was a minor got engaged without her father's awareness, that he said you need to get in Mian, and then they said in the name of Shmuel that, oh, Dvarim Bagoy, that he was the one that had questions on Karnas Halacha. And Shadru Lekameh the Rav, and they went and sent the question in front of Rav to know if he would agree to the words of, quote, Shmuel, who they were quoting him as disputing this Halacha. Now, the reason why they did this was because Rav was a friend of Shmuel. And therefore, they switched it around to see maybe that he would agree to the opinion of Karna, because they were quoting his friend Shmuel to see did he really agree with Karna's dispute of Shmuel's halacha. Now, when Rav got this question regarding that Shmuel, quote, Shmuel had said one thing and Karna had said the other thing, so Amalhui, Rav said to them, Hoelikim, by God, meaning he was taking an oath, said, Tzricha get v'tzricha mien. The halacha is that this girl requires both a get and mien. And he said, "V'chasle lezari de Abba Bar Abba," and that heaven forsake for the children of Abba Bar Abba, which is a reference to Shmuel, because Shmuel's father was Abba Bar Abba, that forsake him the name Ahachid, that he would say such a thing, which again, because they had quoted him as saying Karna's thing, which was disputing this halacha, because actually Shmuel did say the same thing as Rav, which was you need get and you need miyun. So he said, "Chasle," that he would say such a thing that you don't need to get in miyun. That's what the Gemara asked, but time and mind. And what's the reason? Karna had seemingly a good taina, which was either one or the other. Why do you need both get and mien? So Amrav Acha Barid of Iki says, Tzricha get. Why do you need a get? Which, as we said, everyone seemingly agrees that the girl's acceptance of Kedushin is not valid when she's a minor. Maybe there's a discussion when she's a naira, but not as a minor. So in that, the Gemara says, why does she need a get? Shema nistratza av b'kedushin, because maybe the father will be agreeable to the Kedushin. And then it's going to be a kedushin, because the money's here. And he's like, oh, okay, fine, I'm okay with it. He didn't know about it when it happened, but he might be agreeable. So then there might be a kedushin. Since that might happen, so we have to be concerned that maybe he's agreeable. And then it was a kedushin, and therefore that's what she requires a get, because then it's a valid kedushin d'iraisa. Now, but then tzricha miyun, why does she require miyun? The reason is, shemaloi nisratza abbe kedushin, because maybe the father's not going to be agreeable to kedushin. So if he's not going to be agreeable to Kedushin, that means to say she was never married, never engaged to this man. Now the problem is that the Yemru, the people that see that we require her to get a get, now we require her to get a get because maybe he was agreeable and we have to be concerned for that. They're going to think that we see him, this man giving this minor a get, oh, must have been that the father was okay with it, that he was agreeable. Hence, this woman, this minor, is a full-fledged divorcee of this man. Now, but then they're going to say that in kedushin toivsin ba'achoisa must be that kedushin will never take effect with this man and that minor sister. The reason being is because achois gerusha, to get married to a divorcee's sister, is karas, as the pasuk says in Vayikra Yeches Bechayeha, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister when she's alive, which is kol shebechayeha, as long as she's alive, Now, the problem with this is that if at a later point in time this man will go ahead and get engaged to that girl's sister, people are going to say, it's okay. You don't even need a get because you were never engaged. You cannot, Kedushin is not toifis, bechiva krisis, in your achayis gerusha. Now, the problem with that is that might not be true because maybe the father never was really agreeable and maybe he was really never engaged to her. And we only require a get because maybe he was, but maybe he wasn't. And if he wasn't, then he really was engaged to this woman. And if they're going to just tell her, you don't need a get, she's going to end up being an Eishes Ish, getting married to someone else. So that is why Shmuel requires Miyun, because Miyun shows us, wait a second, I know why she's getting a get, because the father was agreeable, but why are we doing Miyun? Miyun shows that maybe he was not agreeable. And that will alert people to know that, okay, maybe that we only required a get out of Suffolk, but maybe that she really was never engaged, and therefore if he would engage the sister, she would also require a get out of Suffolk. That's why Shmuel requires both a get and Miyun. Now, however, the Gemara tells us that Amar Rav Nachman says this that Shmuel said, that we require a get, is only v'hu sheshitchu. It's only if that there was a shidduch already beforehand, meaning that there was an agreement, an understanding, maybe what we consider when people are engaged in today's times, where they were agreeable for the go-ahead. They just didn't do Kedushin yet because they would take them time to prepare. So before Kedushin, that's what Rav Nachman says, then you could be unclear and you could doubt that maybe the father would have been agreeable when he heard that, my minor daughter received Kedushin from that man. That you could say, okay, maybe he's okay with it because they were agreeable for the shidduch. So then it's retroactively going to be Kedushin. But says Rav Nachman, if there was no shidduch beforehand, then you don't even need a get if the daughter receives Kedushin because there's no reason for us to entertain that the father was okay with his minor daughter getting engaged to some man without his consent. Now, however, Ula Amar, he says that actually, afilu miyun ein tzricha, that you don't even need to do miyun. In other words, that forget about being considered a Kedushin to require a get. What a minor does without her father's awareness, when the father's still alive, has nothing, no relevance whatsoever. So although generally, let's say, the actions of a minor when the father's not alive, her Kedushin requires miyun, he says, you don't need miyun, there's no significance there whatsoever. Now, that the Gemara asks, afagaf de shidchu, was Ula saying, in response to what Rav Nachman had said, that you don't need to have miyun, even if there was shidduchim beforehand? But why? Why would he say that? If there was already shidduchim and that there was really a go-ahead to go ahead and get engaged, and then the father just wasn't aware and they got engaged, wouldn't there be reason to entertain that the father would be okay with it retroactively, which would create Kedushin? And then why would Ula say you don't need to do anything, but that would be a valid Kedushin? So the Gemara explains that man de masni ha, the one that quoted beforehand, that there's a machlekes, as we're quoting now, of Ula on Shmuel, loy masni ha. He doesn't teach the qualification of Shmuel's halacha that Rav Nachman had qualified in Shmuel that it was talking about sheshitchu. In other words, of course, the Gemara is answering for Ula. If there was shidduchim beforehand, Ula would agree that you have to be concerned for Kedushin. And just that Ula was disputing Shmuel, the one who taught that halacha that Ula was disputing Shmuel did not teach that Shmuel's halacha was even with shidduchim. So if it wasn't with Shadduchim, then he says, no, why would the four dumps be concerned the father was agreeable? No one even agreed to the match in the first place. So that's what Ula says, you don't need Miyun. But you're right, according to the one that interprets Rav Nachman as qualifying Shmuel's halacha, that there was Shadduchim, and only then are they concerned, that one doesn't teach that Ula disputes, because Ula would agree, of course you have to be concerned for the Kedushin. Now, however, Ikad Amri, there are those that say that Ula had said his own independent statement. It wasn't going on the halacha of Rav and Shmuel. He just on his own said a halacha, and therefore according to this version, it actually doesn't make a difference if there was shidduchim or not, that even if there was shidduchim, Ula did say his halacha. That Ula said, Ketana sheniskatcha shalei l'das aviyah, if a girl gets engaged without her father's awareness as a minor, afilu miyun ein tzricha, that there is no requirement of miyun, even if there was already shidduchim. That's according to the second version. Now, Masr Rav Kahana, according to the second version, Rav Kahana asks from the following Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos. The Mishnah says, V'kulon, and this is in reference to all the 15 different arayas that I mentioned in the first Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, which it says that if one of the wives of the man who died without any children was an erva, so that she exempts all her co-wives and all her co-wives' co-wives from Chalitza and Yibim, which is learned out from a pasuk, that an erva that falls for Yibim in front of a relative, which would be a penalty of karet for that relationship, that she's exempt from Yid Mechalitza, and she also exempts her tsaras, her co-wives. Now, in that, the Mishnah qualifies there in that first Mishnah, that regarding all these arayas, im mesu, if this erva died before her husband died, who he's the one that dies without any children, oimianu, or if she did refusal, which is a kedushin that a minor has, it's a rabbinic kedushin that she had with this man. So if this erva was one of the wives that she was doing this as a minor, and she did miyun in her husband, oinis garshu, or if he divorced her, oishenimtsu islandess, or if she was found to be an islandess, which retroactively makes it that she wasn't really married to him in the first place, and only then did the husband die without any children, and then the co-wives fell for yibam in front of the yavam. So there the Mishnah said that actually they're not going to be considered as tsaras erva, as the co-wives of an erva, because at the time of death, she wasn't one of the co-wives, the erva wasn't one of the co-wives, and therefore she will not exempt, the erva will not exempt the tsaras in their situations, and actually that tsarasei mutaras. So the co-wives are going to be permitted. Now, one of those 15 arayas is bitoy. If the daughter of the yavam was one of those who were married to his brother, and that was the one who died without any children, that's what the Mishnah there says, that imiana, if she had done miyun when her father's brother, which was her husband, had died without any children, and then after she had done miyun, which she walked out on the marriage, which she could do as a minor, and then her husband, which is her father's brother, died without any children, so that's what the Mishnah was saying over there, that her co-wives could do yibam with her father. Now, obviously we see from that Mishnah that you could have a daughter doing miyun when the father's still alive. Now the Gemara asks, how's that possible? The kid Shaman, who engaged this Yavam's daughter to his brother? Ilema the kid Shavia, if you would say that her father engaged her to his brother, well then, b'miyun sagila? How could that even be a conceptualization, that Mishnah, that she could walk out with miyun, but the Torah awards the father his biblical rights in getting his daughter engaged? So get ma'al yaboy. It would require a valid get. She can't just do miyun because she's biblically married, not rabbinically married. El Alav rather says, the Gemara, the kitcha ihi navsha, must be, how is this girl, this minor, engaged who could do miyun? She engaged herself without her father's awareness. And ukutani debayim miyun. And therefore we see from that Mishnah, Masechet Yevamos, that she does need miyun to walk out, that in other words, that it is considered a valid kedushin, which requires miyun. That's not like Ula, because Ula said a minor does kedushin, it's nothing. It has no halachic relevance. And it doesn't need get, doesn't need miyun, but yet seemingly clearly from that Mishnah, Masechet Yevamos, you see that it must be the case where she had engaged herself, because if her father did, it wouldn't be enough with miyun, and yet we see that it needs miyun. So you see that the Kedusha B'Ketana, when she does it herself, B'chai Yaviyah, which here her father's alive, requires miyun. So that the Gemara says, who Maisabla, Rav Kana had asked the question, V'hu Mefarakalan, they also gave the answer. K'gun Shenasla Maisi Yisayme B'chai Ya'av. It's talking about where she had done the action of what's called a minor, an orphan, in her father's lifetime. What does it mean? How could it be an orphan when your father's still alive? So it would be talking about, for example, when her father had married her off to someone else. Now, and this was when she was a minor. And then she was either widowed or divorced when she was still a minor. That in halach is considered that she's like an orphan in her father's lifetime. Why? Because the moment her father marries her off to someone else, she's no more in her father's domain. Because once she has nisuin, she already leaves her father's domain. Now, after that she leaves that marriage, she's already removed. She doesn't go back into her father's domain. Now, afterwards, she went and engaged herself to her father's brother, which that kedushin is valid to require miyun, because there she doesn't need her father's consent, because she's like almost like her father's dead in regards to her own halachas. So that's where the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos is saying that miyun is going to be enough, because ultimately she's still a minor, and halachically her marriage is not valid biblically. It's only rabbinically where the rabbis made marriage for a minor who has no father, so that people shouldn't treat her inappropriately because there's no one protecting her, so we institute a marriage. But it's not really that when her father's alive and she's in his domain that she can do kedushin to even require miyun. No, you don't need miyun. That's Toma, which is a yisayim and b'chai ha'av. That's why she can do kedushin, and that's why it requires miyun. But the Gemara continues asking on this interpretation of Ula. Masar Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asks from the following brisa. The brisa says, Ein meichra, a father cannot sell his daughter as a maidservant, to another Jewish man, likraivim, if they're relatives. Now, the reason being is because there's no kedushin for his daughter with those relatives, because they're arayas. And the halacha requires that one of the options for the Jewish maidservant to get out of being a maidservant is that the master could do yid with her, which is kedushin. Now, these relatives can't do kedushin, so therefore they neither could be her master as a Jewish maidservant. That's a tanakama. Meshum Rebbe Laza Amru, in the name of Rebbe Laza, they said that meichu lekarevim, that the father could sell her to relatives, as the Gemara taught on Daf Yutesim Abayz, which it says in the Pasuk that he sells his bitei lo'ama, his daughter, for a maidservant, which teaches us that sometimes she's actually being sold only for maidservant, meaning and not for kedushin. What does that mean? When he sells her to relatives. When you sell her to relatives, that's only possibility for amhus, for maidservant, and not for kedushin. So you see the Pasuk is telling you that you could sell her to relatives. Now, as we continue on top of Meham and Aleph, the Brisa continues and says, B'shavin now, however, they all agree, Shemarchal al-man l'kangal, although there's a machlokes, could he sell her to relatives or not? But everyone agrees that he could sell her if she's a widow to marry a kohen gadol. And Grusha b'chalutzav, let's say she's a divorcee or someone that had chalitza danter, that he could sell her as a maidservant, l'kohen hedjit. And the reason being is because, although it's a sin for a grusha to marry a kohen hedjit and a mona to marry a kohen gadol, but since kedushin is typhus, it would be halachically a kedushin because it's just what's called chiyuv lav, and it's just a negative prohibition. There's no punishment of karis for it to be considered an erva to prevent kedushin. So therefore, since there is the option of yid, although it would be in sin, so that's why, according to everybody, it would be a valid sale as a maidservant to in these types of cases of amon l'kohen gadol and grusha v'chalitza kohen hedjit. Now, that the Gemara proposes to ask on Ula, hay alman heicha dami. What is this case where we're telling you that the father could sell his minor daughter, that's a widow, as a slave to a kohen gadol? Ilema de kitcha via, if she's a widow, means to say she was once married before. How is she a widow? If she was widowed because her father had once engaged her before to a man and then that husband died before he wants to go now and sell her as this almana to the kohen gadol. But the question is, how is that possible? Mi motzi mazman lo? Would he be able to sell her now as a maidservant? But the halacha is, ein odem meicher is biti l'shivcha sachar ishes, as the Gemara teaches elsewhere, a man cannot sell his daughter as a maidservant once he had already given her over in marriage. He can't do two punishments, though. He can't go ahead and give her over as a wife and then go ahead and sell her as a maidservant. So how can you say the case of this almana minor daughter, because a daughter could only be sold as a maidservant up until age 12, how can you say that she's a widow and that he's selling her if he was the one that engaged her, if he engages her, he can't go ahead and sell her? El Alav rather says, the Gemara, the Kaddish Iyin Nafsha, must be too much that she engaged herself. And so therefore there's no problem of Shivchas HaChaishas, because he didn't marry her off, she married herself off. V'kakar al almana, and we see that the halacha is considering her as a widow. And that's why we're saying that although she's a widow, but still kedushin would be typhus. What do you mean she's a widow? She was a minor. You're telling me that the kedushin of a minor will make her a widow when she... So obviously kedushin is being typhus, meaning it's real kedushin. So obviously it's not like Ula, because Ula said you don't need gid, you don't need me, and you don't need anything because it has no halachic validity. We obviously that her engagement, which obviously she did herself, has halachic validity. So that the Gemara says, Amr of Amam, Amr of Yitzchak, he says no. We're not talking about that she engaged herself. Because like Ulu would say, she engaged herself, you're not a widow, you're nothing, you didn't do anything, you're a minor. But if it was the father, it would also be problematic, because then how could he sell her? It's hacha b'kedusha yiyud. What we're talking about over here is that he had once sold her as a slave beforehand. Now, when he had sold her as a slave, the master then did what's called kedusha yiyud. One of the options the master has of the Jewish maidservant is that he could transfer those monies of her being a slave to transfer as them to work as kedushin, which is what called kedusha yiyud. Now, although the question that what the Gemara is going to answer is, but how did he get her kedusha yiyud? It was only through the father who had sold her as a shivcha, which again we said translates into ishus. But since the father was the one that caused that kedushin of yiyud, so then he can't sell her anymore as a shivcha because that's shivcha sachayish. So on that, the Gemara explains, no, that this b'risa is valib der b'yis b'bihuda. The Amma that he says, mois harishaynois, the first monies, in other words, that the father had received for the sale of his daughter as a maidservant, were lav l'kedushin nitnu. They were not given for the purposes of kedushin. In other words, it's not those monies which are later used and says, oh, those monies of the sale is really that money of Kedushin, because if that would be the case, then it was the father retroactively that had given and his daughter open Kedushin, and then he wouldn't be able to sell her anymore. So how do we understand the case of Malka and Gadol? It's rather that those original monies were given over for Shifras, to be a maidservant. Now then, how does the Kedushin Yud take effect then? It's because of that there's a certain amount of money that the girl still owes in her slavery to her master. It's those monies, not the money that the father received, it's the money that the girl owes to work for, that then the master says, look, I could transfer those monies that you owe me into a Kedushin. So who's doing the Kedushin? Really, it's the master himself that's doing the Kedushin. And it wasn't done by the father. Because actually, if the father had done it, then it would be a problem of Shifchas Acha'ishas. So it's not the father. It's rather, these Kedushin happen through the Adoin of the daughter. Because since you could have Shifchas Acha'ishas, the father had once sold her as a slave. And at that point, she gotten engaged through Yud by the master, which neither did the girl do, neither did her father do it. Now, it's regarding that, where the Torah says you could do Kedusha Yud, that master died. And then she became an Almana. And she's still a minor. And that's where the Bryce is saying that the father could go ahead and sell her as Almana to a Kohen Gadol, because the father didn't get her engaged, and she didn't do it. It happened, it was a valid Kedushin, and she was Almana, and that's what we're saying, that he can go ahead and sell her. But of course, the Gemara is answering for Ula, if it was the minor herself had done it, then it would be like he says, that you wouldn't need Gittin, you wouldn't need Miyun, nothing would have any validity, because a minor is just a minor. That's this machlikas that the Gemara is saying, which the resolve for Ula regarding what happens in this case when the Ketana is mekabel her Kedushin without her father's awareness and consent. Shmuel and Rav say that you need to have Get and Miyun, because maybe the father would be agreeable and therefore it's going to be a Kedushin Mafreya, maybe it's not going to be agreeable, and therefore to counteract the Get, which people are going to think that, oh, so she was engaged, and then there would be a problem with her sister later on, so that's why you need Miyun. Whereas, and Rav Nachman qualified that and said that's only if there were Shaduchim, only then would we think that maybe the father would have okayed the Kedushin retroactively. And then we have Ula, who there's different versions regarding did he say it on Shmuel's Halach or not, but that was what we're discussing the second version now, which he said in all cases, whether there's Shaduchim or not Shaduchim, you don't have to be concerned, you don't need Gittin, and you don't need to have Miyun.